I want to tell you about Promescent.
Oh.
Yeah. So, some men, your penis size is totally fine. But sometimes you want to last a little bit longer in bed. Maybe you last a minute and you want to last two. Maybe you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10. And also, one in three men actually suffers from premature ejaculation, whereas they can't control their ejaculation. So Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex that you want, so you don't have to focus on baseball or whatever it is that you think about. And then you're not in the moment, and then you're not enjoying sex. But Promescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. And so women take longer to orgasm. If you haven't figured that out yet, we just do. So you'll last longer, and everyone goes home happy. So try Promescent, PROMESCENT.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can get our polls, our podcasts, our pictures. I like the alliteration. All these things going on our website. So thanks, everyone. And I'm here with the wonderful White Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You forgot to tell people there's a daily blog. There's
a daily blog.
Every single day, you can go to sexatemily.com and get new information.
True. New information. It's like your daily sex newspaper.
Yes, it is.
It is. It is. Today's show, we will be talking about a few things.
Sex. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Sorry.
There are our sex bucket list. You know what a sex bucket list is?
Yeah.
The things that you want to try before you do what?
Can I just give away one for a man?
Yeah.
Threesome. Boom. Top of the list. Number one.
Okay. It's in there. It's actually a book called The Naughty Bucket List. And we're going off that. We're going to talk about what's on your bucket list and how you can achieve it. And then we've got your emails and we've got sex in the news and we've got a lot going on. That's our day so far.
Man.
What?
It's already a long day.
It's already? I agree.
How about you?
Oh my God.
We came
I
in
really
at
did.
1 o'clock.
I'm sorry, I'm
we
late.
We started the show.
Well, we were having some issues with our hole puncher.
So stop the show for a hole puncher.
Well, we had to get everything punched and put it in my binder. And then we just had a lot going on. So, here.
What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I worked pretty late. I was at the office till like 9, and then I went to meet some, because it was Halloween.
Yeah.
So then I went to meet some friends in Potrero Hill, which is a really cool neighborhood in San Francisco. And there was tons of people outside, like old kids, big kids, everyone in their costumes. And we ate some sushi and watched all the people, and it was really fun. But I did not dress up. And I feel kind of sad about it because I missed it.
I didn't dress up either. I went to that party that I was supposed to go to for work. I went for a half hour.
Oh, my God. That's record timing for you. Why? You were done.
I was just done.
Were you Tinky Winky?
I wasn't Tinky Winky.
You weren't even Tinky Winky?
I walked in, said what's up to a couple people, took a bunch of photos, put them up on my blog, went home, went to sleep. I was in bed by 8 o'clock.
I feel bad because Halloween is like this national holiday in San Francisco. It's like the holiday in San Francisco.
But we've been celebrating it all week.
I know. But I was in New York, so I missed all the main celebrations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have to say that next year I'm going to bring it hard. This year I sort of failed on Halloween. But I did get to check out everyone. This city goes off. Like, adults and kids were just, like, roaming the streets, and it was fun.
I did book a trip to Vegas, though.
Why?
For Thanksgiving.
Oh, that sounds nice and homey.
It is.
Why?
Because I have this hotel – these hotel rooms that I need to use up before the end of the year.
Who are you going with?
And no one.
Shut the fuck up. Who are you going with? Which girl?
This a friend of mine. Don't even worry about it.
A friend that – we mean worry. You're going to bone her there. You don't bring a friend to Vegas.
Yeah, you don't. You don't. I'll give you more details when
– when it happens?
Out. Yeah.
When okay.
it happens. But I'm going to Vegas for Thanksgiving because –
for how long?
I like to give an excuse – for how long? Just 2 days.
Oh, okay.
I, you know me, because my family's divorced.
I know.
They're separated all over the country. I'm like, look, I've been telling them for years, let's go to like Las Vegas.
Right.
And meet up.
Right.
And have a good time. They don't want to do it. You know what? Stay in freaking Idaho and Washington in the freaking snow.
So what the hell's happening in Vegas over Thanksgiving though?
I don't know.
Isn't everyone eating turkey?
7 days a week.
You're right. It's like Disneyland.
You know what I had last year for my Thanksgiving dinner?
What?
Sushi. Oh. And it was delicious.
Yeah, you're right. Thanksgiving's overrated. But for me, for a lot of people, it's my family's big holiday. We all go home for Thanksgiving. So yeah. I'm going home to Michigan.
Oh. And no, but I do enjoy the big
turkey.
Big family sit down. But yeah. It's just my family's just so spread out and they're not.
I know. It's hard. I got the divorce thing too. But this is like what my family does. We all get together for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to be gone for almost a week.
It sucks though because you're like, can you just like for one day – Thanksgiving. Can you all just stop being assholes?
Your family?
Yeah, and just hang out and just eat some
food. Why can't we all get along?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my family, we get along. We have a lot of fun together. Yeah. We go around the table and say what we're thankful for.
I want to go one year to your Thanksgiving.
Come this year.
I'm already booked for Vegas.
With some whore.
You already... I brought this up many times that I wanted to go, and now you're saying, oh, come, because... I already booked my trip to Vegas. That's why
I'm jealous
inviting me now.
That you're going with some girl to Vegas, I think.
It's gonna be fun. I hooked up the intern. She just got
back
from
Lauren's
her birthday.
21st birthday. Look how cute she is. Dude, I didn't even get to hear about it.
Can we get her on the mic and share some stories?
Yeah.
Because she was sharing some pretty interesting stuff.
Do you want any, Laura?
No, I have a buddy in Las Vegas, and he's like the man. Like
everyone who's watching, check out my adorable intern Lauren, who just turned 21 and went to Vegas.
Grab the microphone.
Grab the mic.
You're going to have to stand, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I have a buddy in Vegas that, like,
hooks everyone up.
All the nightclubs. So anytime any of my friends are going to Vegas, I tell them, talk to this guy. He'll hook you
up.
So it's your 21st birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went really well. It was so much fun. It was exactly like it should have been.
Yeah?
Tell me some highlights.
We'd basically gone to every club without waiting in line, without paying. I probably spent $100 the whole time.
Oh, my God.
No way. See, it must be so nice being a chick.
Oh, yeah. Hot chicks.
A little bit closer. Sorry.
Yeah. It was on, like, taxis too and food.
Right.
Which we really didn't pay for because we ended up, like, finding these guys and they ended up paying for us.
Oh,
God. That's awesome. That's what we do. We find the guys. So did you meet any guys?
No, they were all like 35.
Yeah, but it's
40.
Cool. They can pay for all your meals and all your drinks. That's fine.
Totally. Yeah.
Gold diggers. God.
No, we're just hot chicks who get stuff paid for. Yeah. Oh, honey, you'll never be a hot chick.
Oh, no,
and it's just
fine.
You don't know what it's like. So, okay, what was the highlight?
Creepiest line ever at Drake's birthday party at Tao, which we got into after 1 o'clock in the morning, too. Which I guess the door's closed, but he comes up to me and he's like, "You think I haven't been watching you, but I have."
Oh,
it was
creepy.
So creepy. And I was like, okay. And he's like, "Well, we're leaving right now, so if you want our table." And they were just pouring us Grey Goose like it was our table that we paid for.
Oh, my God. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It was
but it was
really
a creepy
nice.
Line, but you're like,
really creepy.
You're creepy, but I'll drink your vodka.
Yeah, it was like, I could go to the table, but I'm like 5 feet away from Drake.
That's so
free
funny.
Alcohol.
Free alcohol.
Free alcohol is good. Yeah. So
dude,
what
women love Drizzy Drake. Do you know? You don't know who Drake
women
is.
Women love Drake.
Women love Drake.
Who is it?
He's a singer, actor.
Oh, cool.
But he's mostly rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say rapper.
He was on Degrassi.
Yeah.
Degrassi.
Got it. So did you meet – so most guys were older. It is kind of an older thing in Vegas.
His entourage was there, and this guy had this, like, bedazzled necklace and chain. You know that it was all real,
too. Do you think that's hot, though?
No. It's, like, gaudy.
Yeah, but guys, they will rock that.
Bedazzle.
Yeah, they'll wear, like, $300,000 chains. But I always thought, do women even think that's attractive?
Nope.
I mean, the gold diggers. The gold diggers must – like – brings them in.
Is it real, like diamonds?
It's real. It is real.
No, I don't find that attractive, but I
like Lil Wayne wears like probably like $2 million worth of jewelry.
Holy moly.
At any time.
Wow. No. Did you find it attractive?
No, but if I was a gold digger, I'd be like, target right there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You'd be like, just give me one of those necklaces, please. So you're 21 now. How does it feel?
No, I feel old.
Did you make out with one of your friends in Vegas?
Oh my God, she did! She made out with one of her
totally
friends.
She totally did. Oh
no.
My God.
She paused.
My friend, like, we were, like, dancing, and we ended up, like, just like,
oh.
What do you
all
mean
the guys around loved it, but, you know.
Oh, my God, you're so hot. So, of course. So you made out with your friend. Had you ever made out with her before?
Oh, we didn't make out, but.
Oh, you just kissed.
Yeah.
Oh, you packed.
A little
That's good. Kiss. You guys do whatevs. Who doesn't do that? Yeah. That's so fun. So, and you're 21 now, and you can drink finally. I keep trying to take the interns out to drinks, and I'm like, Lauren's like, I can't go, but now she can.
Yeah, so exciting. So much wine in your life will be coming soon.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
My mom invited me with wine last night. She's like, do you want to come watch like Hocus Pocus with me? Because I was taking it. I was like, not really. She's like, I'll bring the wine.
And like, then you're like, I'll be there. Oh, it's exciting. I'm trying to remember back to how exciting that was. I remember it was exciting turning.
It's exciting. Oh, today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Guess what I ordered?
What?
Did I tell you yesterday?
No, maybe.
I specially ordered Justin Timberlake's tequila, the 901.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
For what?
Because it's so hard to buy it in the San Francisco. It's like not available.
Oh, okay.
There was one liquor store that was listed on their website, and I went there to go buy it, and they didn't even know what the hell I was talking about.
Oh, my God. It just came out, right?
No, it's been out for a couple years.
Oh, okay. So whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. You ordered it online?
No, I went to a special...
Oh, the one place that has
yeah,
it. Yeah. Can I have some?
Maybe, yeah.
I want some tequila. I want to make you that special drink again, but I can't remember how I did it.
Which one?
The tequila. The margarita. Oh,
yeah, it's good.
I know.
I remember how to make it.
Okay, good. We're going to do that again. We need to drink more.
Yes.
Especially with Lauren being 21 now, we all need to drink more.
I know. Well, I'm disappointed you didn't get laid, but it's cool that you made out with your friend.
Yeah. That's cool that you kind of made out with your friend. No dudes, though. No one. No, it's fine. It's not at all about the dudes. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a great time. Thanks, Lauren. I love it.
I do love Las Vegas.
I know. I like it. I like it for 2 days. I don't like it for two. But yeah. I've had so many, like... I guess I've never had a major hookup in Vegas, but I've gone with boyfriends a lot to Vegas over the years. We've had a blast. But like after 2 days, you're just like exhausted. You're just like,
yeah, I'm just going 2 days in real quick, out, I'm done.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of sex that goes on in Vegas. Like I know all my guy friends are like, yeah, I hooked up with a girl in the elevator and I met a girl going up to my room and she just came with me. Like there's so much crazy sex going
on. And I'm staying at the Cosmopolitan, which is one of the newest – fanciest hotel, so I'm really excited.
Cool.
They spent like $3 billion on the hotel.
Every hotel they spend like $1 billion on there.
You gotta see this one. This one, like,
and you're bringing a check.
This one, like, trumps.
Dude, offline, I need to know who she is.
Why?
I just need to know. I tell you everything.
So you're really gonna go to Michigan?
I'm jealous.
Are you really going to Michigan?
Yeah, I'm really going to Michigan. I have to go. I go.
Who are you gonna make out with in Michigan? Isn't there like some old potentials?
I wish there. You know, most of them are married, but now some are divorced.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I could hook up with a divorcee.
You don't want to do that. You want to tease them, though. Because
yeah.
You know what? You had your chance back then. Now you want to try to get with me now because I missed sex with Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should totally, like, maybe get a free meal here.
There's this really exactly. There's this really fun party that happens every Friday night after Thanksgiving, and everyone I've ever met in Michigan shows up, and it's like we all go crazy and drink and party and stuff. But I've never hooked up in Michigan, not in years, because, like I said, people are married, or I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. How long is the flight?
Forever. 5 hours. That's why I don't go home that often. It's a 5-hour flight, and it's only one airline that flies, so it's kind of a nightmare.
And you don't go anywhere fun.
I hang out with my family, my nieces.
That's cool.
I'm obsessed with my nieces, so it'll be fun. We have got the results of our old poll in. Where is your favorite place to have a quickie? 3% said airplane, 4% elevator, 7% alleyway, 42% in the car, and 44% in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom, like at a bar. Shower. Yeah, the shower's hot.
Oh, okay. At a bar?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming when people say bathroom, it might be. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
It could be at a bar. It could be like, you're at a friend's house and you're at a party and you go up to the bathroom.
Oh, I know bathrooms you could totally have sex with in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, right. Yeah. There
I
are could, some amazing
I can
ones.
Tell you a perfect one right now.
Okay.
Okay, for visiting San Francisco, go up on the top of Knob Hill on California.
Top of the Mark?
Not top of the mark, but it is International Mark Hopkins. It is that hotel.
Okay.
Walk in straight to the elevator, hit third floor, get off on the third floor, go all the way to the left. You're going to hit a wall. To the right, there's going to be a bathroom there. It has a full door. And it's like a big room, and then there's like
have you
toilet.
Had sex in there?
I haven't, but it's a perfect place to make it happen.
Okay, good to know.
Because it's a very empty space. So there you go. I hooked you up, people.
Perfect. The W Hotel, the Clift Hotel has some good bathrooms, too. I once hooked up with a guy at the Clift Hotel in San Francisco.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
No way.
Yeah. Is that bad? I was a little drunk. We had a first date, and we hooked up, and then I never talked to him again.
I've told you.
But now
this.
We have all these mutual friends, and every time I see him, I'm like, oh, he's talking about the fact that I hooked up with him in the bathroom, probably. Yeah,
probably.
I'm a whore. What can I say?
So on the top of California Street, and I've told you this before, when you look down, you could see the Clift Hotel.
Right.
And for a while, the F went out, and I'm not even joking.
What so do you mean what does F that went spell? Out?
So on the top, it's lit up, and it says the Clift.
Oh, it just said
and the F
Clit?
Went out.
Yeah. I love it.
Clit Hotel.
When was that?
This was
I want a picture of that.
I'd say about 5 years
the
ago.
The Clit Hotel. I bet you that reservations would just go way up.
Yeah.
The Clit Hotel. Okay, we have a new poll.
Okay.
Let me tell you about it. How did you – because yesterday's show was about cheating. So how did you find out you were being cheated on? A, looking through their email or phone. B, heard from a friend. C, caught them in bed with someone else. Or D, I've never been cheated on, or at least that I know of. So go to our website and vote on that poll and let us know. We want to know about your cheating life. Have you been cheated on? Have you not? Have you not? Have you been cheated on?
Have I? Can I say that I was being cheated on? I consider it maybe – there wasn't any like physical action going on, but there was definitely a transition from me to another person.
Okay.
And it was so bad. Can I tell you the story?
Sure.
I'll try to get through it really quick. I apologize.
Please do.
I'm really bad at getting through things quickly. Anyways, here I am being a radio DJ at like one of the most popular morning shows out there, right?
Right.
I'm in love. I have a girlfriend. Totally cool, right? But I don't know why, but I decide I'm going to walk into this Old Navy. I'm going to walk in the Old Navy, and I see this jacket I'm going to buy, and I'm buying it. And then she sees this guy that she went to high school with who's working security at the Old Navy, right?
Okay.
They kind of talk. Well, I didn't know during this time when they were talking, like catching up, that they exchanged numbers.
Okay.
Right? Because I was trying on my clothes. So she starts talking to this guy. And then eventually, she breaks up with me and gets with the dude.
Oh.
Right? But then that dude, like, within, like, like 2 weeks was already, like, hooking up with other chicks while he was, like, seeing her.
Oh, my God. He's and a then, security guard at Old Navy.
Yeah, and then she was trying to get back with me, but it ain't going to happen.
No, you don't.
But let me tell you something weird about that jacket. Ever since I bought that jacket that day, every time I would put it on, something bad would happen to me.
Oh, throw it away. Did you throw it away?
So I threw it away. I used to keep it in my closet for a long time as a reminder.
Right.
You know, don't trust them hoes. But like
don't trust them hoes, jacket.
But on a cold day, I would try to put on the jacket.
And then honestly, you got hit by a bus or something?
Yeah, they're like something would happen. Like I would dent the car or something like that.
Oh, my God.
So there was times where I put on the jacket. I'm walking and it's cold as F outside. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm wearing this jacket. Something bad's going to happen. So I would go back inside and take the jacket off. And
okay.
Put it on.
I'm glad you got rid of
weird
it. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I no longer have it.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah. It's good to clear out. I've been doing that a lot lately, clearing out my closet, getting rid of stuff. It's good for you, like cathartically.
Cleansing.
It clears the energy in your life and you get rid of clutter. I've been doing that too. But that means I need a bunch of new clothes too because it's all gone now. Okay, we can get into some sex in the news.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, this is what I got for you.
Kim Kardashian. No skin.
There's
really no updates.
Is
Do you know why?
What?
Because she's going to sell the story to like Us Weekly or something like
for
that.
For like $1 billion.
Yeah, so that's why everyone's like tight-lipped about it.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
and
nothing
more power
new
to
today?
Her. Just make money off it. Who cares?
She's making money off the wedding, off the divorce.
Yeah.
She's smart.
It's all good.
Oh, God. Okay. A Zimbabwean claims prostitute turned into a donkey. A Zimbabwean man found having sex with a donkey sensationally claimed the object of his affections was actually a prostitute who mysteriously metamorphosed into a hot piece of ass. According to this report, 28-year-old Sunday Moyo was cuffed after a couple of cops found him in the act in his yard, some 180 miles outside of Harare. He fessed up and explained, "I only came to know that I was being intimate with a donkey when I got arrested. I had hired a prostitute and paid $20 for the service. I don't know how she then became a donkey." The magistrate was unimpressed. He ordered him to remain in custody and examined by two psychiatrists.
Maybe he was just taking some LSD.
I was just going to say, what drugs was he on? He must have been tripping balls if he thinks that she turned into a prostitute, turned into a donkey. That's a bad excuse.
I've definitely had something donkey. To drink, and then later on, they've turned into a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Beer goggles. It's called beer goggles.
I don't have that anymore since I've had the LASIK surgery, though.
What?
Remember I tell you, after I drink a lot, like my eyesight, becomes super sharp. No, right, it becomes like the highest definition television you've ever seen before in your life. I don't know what the hell happened, but after my LASIK surgery, the more I drink, the sharper my eyesight gets.
Okay, so you don't have the beer goggles surgery.
I don't. And it's weird because it's like when I'm sitting at the bar and I'm looking at a girl, I can see the pores in her face and like the cracks
in between
her teeth, and I
get
scared. Yeah.
You get scared. you're like Bionic Man or something with your eyesight. That's crazy.
They're no longer hot to me.
Okay. I talk about products all the time that will improve your sex life. And now I have to tell you about a product that has improved my sex life and changed my life. Seriously. Not just sexually, but has extreme health benefits as well. Okay, have you ever been at the gym on the treadmill and thought, you know, it'd be great if I could be eating pizza and exercising at the same time? Or even, God, I wish these push-ups would at least give me an orgasm. Unfortunately, we rarely get to experience pleasure while maintaining our health and well-being until now. This product is one part genius health invention, one part vibrator, and it will strengthen your pelvic floor and give you an orgasm. Now, if you don't already, you should be doing your Kegel exercises. You hear me talking about the benefits of them all the time, but how many of us really do them? And even if we do them once in a while, like at stoplights or while you're waiting in line, how many of us are doing them correctly and seeing the benefits? Well, now there's a product that actually does your Kegels for you and gives you mind-blowing orgasms at the same time. What if I told you there was a product that actually does your Kegels for you and gives you mind-blowing orgasms at the same time? That's probably an exercise routine you'd remember to keep up with, right? Intensity is a revolutionary intimate health and stimulation device that takes all the confusion out of Kegels. It may resemble the classic rabbit vibrator, but let me be clear, this is no ordinary sex toy. It's both a vibrator and a Kegel exerciser. Intensity is the only device that combines pleasure with pelvic floor toning, giving you a workout you can actually look forward to. It perfectly targets your G-spot and clitoris while using gentle electrostimulation to contract your vaginal muscles. And if the instant orgasms weren't enough, Intensity can actually improve your overall sexual satisfaction. Intensity has been proven to tighten and tone your pelvic floor muscles, increasing the power and intensity of your orgasms and heightening intimate sensations for both you and your partner. Experts are calling the Intensity the only intimate health product every woman needs. I felt the same way. If you want to know more about the Intensity and how it can change your sex life, check out our latest sex toy review podcast, Sex Toy Review, Intense and Unplugged. To find out more about this orgasm game changer, visit pourmoi.com. That's P-O-U-R-M-O-I.com. That's the Intensity. Check it out. Okay, erectile dysfunction and porn.
All right.
Porn is so readily available now that it's hard to say no. According to Psychology Today, though, there's a very good reason to pull out: erectile dysfunction. Research shows that being exposed to porn desensitizes men to the point where getting turned on by regular sex simply isn't exciting enough. Call it a new type of impotence, if you will, where men in the study, as young as in their 20s, found it normal to have erectile dysfunction during real sexual interactions, yet were still excited by the smorgasbord of internet porn. What actually happens inside the brain is a form of overdosing. We get a dopamine spike from something wild stroking our switch, but the more we're exposed to it, the more intense the exposure, the harder time we're going to get aroused from normal sex scenes at home. You know, it's funny because I told you I was on Sirius Satellite Radio when I was in New York, and that was a question. A guy said to me, I can't ejaculate when I'm with a woman. I think I watch too much porn. Can I become desensitized? And I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, because I hate to pathologize things. I hate to say, yes, you have a problem. I mean, that's like about sex. Like, everyone wants to know, am I normal? Is this okay? So I really don't want to say you have a problem. But this is a study that came out that says that you actually can be desensitized because you're watching this over-the-top women that you're so attracted to with big boobs or whatever turned you on, you get to watch it. And then when you're with your regular girl, you're like, something like that.
No, but you're showing the wing go down. He said he just couldn't ejaculate, right?
Right. Or can't ejaculate because – so maybe guys should start –
no, he probably masturbates too much.
No, right, watching porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe if guys are
having
issues –
did he say that he was masturbating a lot?
Well, yeah, they're watching porn. So the guys who are watching porn so much have a problem ejaculating. They become desensitized, and it's harder for them to have regular sexual functioning when they're with a woman.
Maybe her vagina was too big. Maybe she got around.
Where do you come from?
What? Maybe she was like, maybe he was with a whore.
No, it was a study of a lot of men.
He wasn't sensitive enough for him.
Oh, my God, please. Okay.
I'm sorry, a classy lady. Sorry he wasn't with a classy lady.
If you do your Kegel exercises, your vagina is going to be just fine. Kegel Camp is an app on the iPhone that you need to buy that I made, and it reminds you to do your Kegels.
I can't wait for you to actually have the app when you get your iPhone.
I'm getting my iPhone this week.
I know.
Will you help me do shit with it and set it up?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Accidental nymphos. Accidental nymphos. Let this be a warning to all you WeFit users out there. A 24-year-old UK woman claimed that an injury caused by her Wii turned her into a raging nymphomaniac. Amanda Flowers was playing with her Wii Fit one day when she fell off her board and pinched a nerve that triggered a disorder that doctors call persistent sexual arousal syndrome. After the accident, even the most minor of vibrations, like the one from her food processor, caused a twinge down below that surged through entire body and built into a trembling orgasm. That sounds kind of awesome.
You want it. How do you get this injury?
Oh, my God. Someone would be like, I have a blender on. I'd be like, I'm sure it sucks because she can't control
it. After a while, it gets played out.
Right. Okay, there's more of these. Beware trolley riders. In San Francisco in 1964, Gloria Sykes was injured after the cable car she was riding on malfunctioned and careened down a hill.
Oh, no.
After the incident, she filed a $500,000 lawsuit against the city claiming that the accident had triggered a demonic sex urge, causing her to have sex with over 100 men, as many as 50 in 1 week. She ended up winning the case, even though the public opinion was at the time that it was bogus.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. These are accidental nymphos. It's so funny. Here's another one. 2005, Heather suffered a massive brain hemorrhage while gardening. When she recovered, she was not expected to. Mm-hmm. She was a changed woman. She was a nymphomaniac. I woke up in a hospital and was just consumed by the need to have sex all the time. I'm not the sort of person who propositions men in the street and invites them home for sex, she said, even though she cheated on her husband with more than 50 men. He has chosen to stick by her, understanding that her urges are out of control. I want that man as a husband.
I'm sorry, honey.
I had to bone 50 men.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. I was gardening. I was pulling weeds. And next thing you know, I'm boning 50 guys.
I have nothing bad to say about that because it's a medical thing.
Can't do it. It's a medical thing.
It's not a natural, cheating whore thing.
No, right. Totally. Yeah. It's like she has to do it. So that's what I got for Sex and the News. Unless we got anything else from your life.
Anything else in my life? No. Oh, I'm going to Disneyland this weekend.
Why? How?
My buddies. I'm going with my buddies. They
just for fun?
Well, they work for a division of Disney, so they get to take them plus four people for free whenever they want, like each employee. So it's gonna be like 15 people.
Fun. Are you driving down?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'll go. I can't. There's I'm no busy. Room. Before you rejected me, I already pulled out.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I already checked. There's no room, though.
You checked for me. You've got like a full-on girlfriend now that you're taking to Vegas.
I don't
and you're silent.
Have a girlfriend.
It's so Jesus exhausting. Christ. So exhausting.
You always try to pin me down saying that I have a girlfriend. I don't.
Well, who are you taking to Vegas? What's the hell?
Well, does it matter? I'll tell you when it's like around that time.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Hanging out with?
Nobody. I'm clean slated right now, and I'm going to start dating online. I'm going to start getting fixed up. I'm going to ask a guy out.
Did you check into the dating on demand?
We posted some on the website, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dating on demand.
Just a recap from yesterday.
Recap.
For some reason, it popped into my head, and I haven't thought about it in years, but there's a thing called dating on demand. It's on Comcast Cable, and people go to events like a bar, and they say, we're taping dating on demand videos. So Emily would sit in front of the camera, talk about herself and how wonderful she is. And then somebody at home would go to Dating on Demand and they would see Emily on the TV and there would be a number. And then you go to the website and that's how you can contact it.
I'm going to do everything to find a date now.
All right.
Okay. Topics. These are some emails that you sent me to feedback@sexwithemily.com or you emailed me through my website, sexwithemily.com. However you do it, just send me your questions. Dear Emily. I heard that women are able to ejaculate. Have any tips to get a woman so wet? My wife and I have tried a lot, but haven't been able to make it happen. Please help. Dennis from Delaware. Okay, here's the deal. You can teach a woman how to ejaculate. There's been lots of studies. We've had guests on the show have talked about it. It's usually through the PC muscles. Some women can ejaculate fluid when they orgasm, giving them great pleasure. Stimulating her G-spot with your hands is a good way to make her ejaculate. So start with your hands and work her G-spot. Don't try to do it during when you want to start. It has to be with your hands. She'll have to relax deeply in order to release the fluid. A woman's ejaculate is expelled from the urethra, the same place where urine comes out. And although studies have found that the clear liquid is not urine at all, the juice is released from the Skene's glands or urethral sponge. If your girl doesn't have complete control over her PC muscles, there's a chance she might actually pee.
It's pee-pee.
This is another reason to do your Kegel exercises. Download Kegel Camp on your iPhone right now. And throughout the day, it's my voice leading you. You can do it 3 times a day. You'll do your Kegels. You will be able to ejaculate.
It's a golden shower.
Okay. But be cool if it doesn't happen. It's normal for her to feel as though she's about to urinate when she's about to ejaculate. So it's just like orgasm. Sometimes you feel like you're about to ejaculate. You feel like you're about to urinate, but really you're about to have an orgasm. So anyway, G-spot. Play with your fingers, play with her G-spot, and she will be able to ejaculate. It might not happen the first time, but you should play with it.
It's yellow lava.
It is not yellow lava. Dude, it is real. I've ejaculated.
How was that for you?
It's awesome.
What position were you in?
I was having sex.
Oh, okay. Good.
And with my vibrator, I can ejaculate.
All right.
It's weird. It's awesome.
It's weird how you answered that question. I go, "What position were you in?" And then you're like, I was having sex.
I think I was on the bottom or the top.
Okay. Oh, that narrows it down. 50-50.
Okay. Hi, Emily and Menace. I'm a 30-year-old divorced mom, and I've been dating a guy for almost 3 months, and things have been going pretty good. He recently called because he wanted to see me, and in the same breath asked if I had $20 for gas.
Hell yeah, winner.
This was a bright red flag for me and has made me take a step back. When did men start asking women for money, especially if he has only been dating her for 2 to 3 months? Am I overthinking this? Michelle from Baltimore, Maryland.
2 to 3 months? No.
No. Michelle, here's the deal. I don't know, like, was it, did he forget his bank card at home? Or was he like, it's time in the relationship for you to step up and give me $20? Like, I can understand if he was like, oh my God, babe, so sorry, I left my wallet home. Can you lend me $20? But if he just called and said, I need $20 for gas if I'm going to take you out tonight, that is a red flag. I think that's just not cool. Well, I don't borrow money from my friends. Why would you borrow money from some woman you're just dating? Like, it's your car. I think that's a red flag, and I would be annoyed. Unless he said, I left my wallet at home, or I'm waiting for a bank check to clear. But even if that's true and you can't get your hand on $20, I think that's lame. It's like that email we had a few months ago from the guy who was like, can you bring over some wine on our first date? You know, can you bring over 2 bottles mm-hmm. of wine? Like, dude, pay for your own gas. I think 2 to 3 months, I don't know when men start. I've never had a guy ask me for money. I don't think that's cool. And you're not overthinking it. What do you think, Menace?
Yeah, I think the relationship has to go a little bit longer than that before you start evening the playing field a little bit. That's the only really traditional thing about me too, is I try to pay for as much things as I can.
Right.
To a certain point. But if we are been together and hanging out for quite a long time, then yeah, you gotta start chipping in here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always do chip in, but like asking me $20 to gas is red.
Yeah, you chip in by cooking all those dinners, right?
Yeah.
Clean the
house. I'm learning to cook. My friend Adina is a chef, and she's actually going to teach me how to cook.
I'm a better chef than your friend. I can teach you how to cook.
She's a gourmet chef, and she cooks for the stars, and she wrote a book about it.
Whatever.
Well, you've never offered to cook for me. You've never even invited me to your apartment.
Yeah, I don't want to have you over there.
You've come to my apartment?
Yeah. Okay, I'll cook you something. I'll cook you something delicious.
Write it down.
Do you like pizza?
I love pizza.
Delicious pizza.
Okay, although I've been gluten-free lately.
Oh, God, you're such a hippie.
It helps with clarity and focus.
Does it?
Look how focused and clear I am.
You're not very focused today. I mean, you're better than normal. You're a little off a little more than – but you have been really focused lately.
Gluten-free. Why today am I not focused?
I don't know.
Which part of this show have I not been focused?
I have to rewind it.
I disagree. Okay. I'm on message.
You're on message?
I'm going. I'm moving. I'm going through the motions. You are not. I'm very focused today.
Okay.
Laser beam. Okay,
I'm sorry that you got so offended right now.
Well, because you're like, today you're not focused.
Not as focused as you have
I did have some crackers last night that were not gluten-free.
See, now you're unfocused.
I know. I honestly think that that's why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it to lose weight. I'm not doing it for anything else. It's like I'm avoiding gluten, which is like breads and wheat and all that stuff, because my friend's been doing it, and she said it made her super clear and focused. And my biggest challenge in life is clarity and focus.
So how does that even work?
I just eat stuff like bananas for breakfast and eggs instead of like a scone in the morning. Like I used to always get this muffin every morning. I
love that muffin.
I love the muffin. No, I miss it. Like every day I want the muffin, but now I'm just in the habit of not. And that's what happens. And clarity and focus. And that's what I need. Okay. Let's get into the bucket list. This is our topic for today. Everyone has a life bucket list in some form. Things they want to accomplish in their lives. Why not do the same for your sex life? So there's a book called The Naughty Sex Bucket List, and it has done most of the heavy lifting for you and come with a collection of 369 sexy dares to do before you die. This ultimate list of sexy suggestions dares you to break from your mundane routine and experience new thrills of the bedroom. So we're going to go through some of them today. Here's the book if you want to check it out. It's The Naughty Bucket List. Can you see it on camera? I got to move it back. Naughty bucket
list.
Yeah,
I can see it.
It's by Courtney Jason. Okay, so here's some things that came up in the minutes. We're just going to discuss them. What? Why the eye look?
Oh, no. I was just trying to see the cover a little bit more. Because I was interested. I'm like, I never heard of somebody having the last name Jason. That's all.
Oh, okay. Got it. So some naughty bucket list things that we pulled out. Wet t-shirt contest. Do you think it's degrading or liberating?
Do I think it's degrading or liberating? I'm not really interested in the wet t-shirt contest. No. I don't care about that kind of stuff.
I almost did a wet t-shirt contest once in spring break in Fort Lauderdale a long time ago in high school. And I actually ended up doing the tanning contest instead, and I won. I was the most tan. But I've never done a wet t-shirt contest.
Where are these tanning photos?
I should post some pictures from when I was 18. I was wearing a red bikini and I was the tannest.
No way.
Yeah, and at the time, that was a really big accomplishment.
Especially in Florida.
I think I've peaked there, and I hope I've accomplished things since then. Okay, another thing, naughty bucket list, have a friends with benefits. This is a growing trend, but usually, of course, I went through a series of time where I was getting tons of emails about friends with benefits, which is basically when you're not committed, you're friends, you're sleeping together, and you're also sleeping with other people, which can be tricky because oftentimes one person wants more than the other one. But this is something else on the bucket list, friends benefits. And we've both had that, right, Menace? You've had a friends with benefits
relationship. Oh, yeah, of course. That's
you're like,
pretty
I thought you have.
That's pretty much all my relationships.
I know, all mine too. I realize it. Like lately, like most of my relationships are friends with benefits. Okay. Another one, sex in the rain. Do you think this is wildly romantic or just slippery when wet?
I think that's cool.
I think so too.
I'm looking at a lot of these in here already, and they're actually some pretty cool ideas that I never even thought of. You know, sex around the bleachers, never did that. But, you know, that was a big thing that people would talk about in high school. And you always see, I mean, when you go out in the burbs outside San Francisco, you always see empty bleachers somewhere.
Yeah.
You can just do that. Just check it off.
I did that once. And after I graduated, I was back in Michigan and I was hooking up with some guy. And the cops came. I was at my high school bleachers and we were having sex or about to have sex. And the cops came and kicked me out.
Really?
Really.
Oh, it has a rotating bed. I don't even know where to find a rotating bed.
Like in Vegas, probably.
Probably in Vegas. The famous landmark is weird. For the famous landmark, for some reason, I know this is kind of cheesy. I don't know why, but I went up to what is the thing here? Koi Tower.
Koi Tower.
Koi Tower in San Francisco. It's a lighthouse that's on top of a hill
right
here. And I went up there with a girl once, but I didn't kiss the girl. And I've always wanted to kiss a girl up there at the light tower.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I didn't
either.
Even think about like full on boning, but just like maybe just kissing a
girl. Like a landmark. And there they have the Eiffel Tower.
Have you had sex at a landmark that you can think of?
It's hard to remember. I don't think so.
No landmarks.
I think no.
That's weak. I would expect you to like, you know.
Cause I wish.
You've traveled the world. There would be like somewhere in Rome
I've
in
had
front
sex,
of the.
Right, exactly. Yeah. In the Colosseum or something. I've had sex. No, I think when I was traveling through Asia, I had sex in a lot of random places, but I don't think any landmarks.
Have you had the Walk of Shame?
Yes. So the Walk of Shame is the best post-Halloween morning show to watch, I think. I have done the Walk of Shame many times. I've gone to my coffee shop in the morning in full-on black tie outfit, like nice formal gown, mm-hmm. because I was coming home from a guy's house. And every morning I go to the same coffee shop, and one morning I showed up with like a short black mini dress and heels, and I've done it. They're all like, hey, like, hey. You're all dressed up, but like, yeah. makeup smeared down my face. I've done the Walk of Shame.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking out the book.
Good, go.
I know you have a schedule.
No,
this is the one I like, and you never support it.
What?
Scheduled sex.
I totally support it.
No,
for couples.
Like a schedule. You're like, oh, you don't have to get on schedule. It has
no,
to be more
do.
Spontaneous.
Kids with babies.
No, but let's say forget the babies and all okay. that stuff and you're married. Forget all that. Just schedule the time because the anticipation.
Right.
Is
and all day
awesome.
Long, you're
yeah.
like flirting, like, I can't wait to get your penis in my mouth kind
yeah.
of thing. Right.
So that's good. Have sex with a cowboy. Not going to happen for me,
have
but
I
how
done
about
that?
You?
I've had sex with men with cowboy tendencies, but not an actual cowboy.
Let's see what we got here. A washer? Have you had sex on a washer?
Yes, in my house.
I don't remember if I've had.
That's actually
so.
A page in my book, having sex on a washer
really?
And dryer. Uh-huh.
Given a hickey?
I've not given a hickey, but I've received hickeys.
I have done that on purpose to be an asshole.
Did you do it to be an asshole?
Yeah, but this is one back when I was like 20-something years old. Here we go. Topical. Thanksgiving Day sex.
Yeah, I've had Thanksgiving Day. In fact, mm-hmm. in Michigan, the last few years, I actually did hook up with my ex, who's also from Michigan, but he lives mm-hmm. in L.A., and he happened to be in home for Thanksgiving.
Is he L.A. guy?
Yeah, L.A. guy.
Is from Michigan?
Yeah.
You never told me this.
Oh, yeah. He's from Michigan.
So you have to get married with LA guy.
So we would, when my parents went to bed, he'd come over and we'd have sex like 2 years in a row after Thanksgiving dinner in my mom's house.
Wow. You're classy.
I'm a classy
neighbor. Have you had sex with a neighbor?
In college, but mm-hmm. not, no. No, no, no. I haven't. That's tricky. Then you got to see him when you're walking past
yeah,
him.
I was dating a neighbor. We met, and this is the girl that I met at the laundromat that I always think about all the time.
Aww.
I like her. She's really cool. But just not for me. Disco ball. What is this? When you have sex while reflecting lights of a disco ball are surrounding it.
Yeah, I've done that.
You have?
I mean, there's been I have friends who have
You've
disco
been
life.
In cheesy guys' houses where they have disco balls?
Yeah.
Going? You hang out with the cheesiest guys.
No,
I
date a guy who had a disco ball in his room, and we had sex.
I just see you always dating the yoga guy, the disco ball guy, the BMW slick back hair guy.
Dude,
like,
you've
the
never
typical,
met anyone
like,
I've ever
all
dated.
Cheesy guys. It's
You're
terrible.
So wrong.
How am I wrong?
Dude, you don't
because
know
Because every
anyone
time
I've ever
I
dated.
Mention a guy like this, they're like, oh, yeah, I dated a guy like that.
Well, I've just dated a lot of guys. Let's just say I've done my work.
All right. What do you got? Do you got anything on the list?
I've got some more. I've got magic eight ball sex. Let the magic eight ball decide your courses on tonight's sexual menu.
Okay.
Like if it says go for it or mm-hmm. not tonight, let the magic eight ball do it.
They have DJ booth in here. Uh-huh. And I wasn't having sex, but I was making out with this girl while her friend was having sex with my buddy in the DJ booth while our other friend was DJing.
Oh, okay. So you've had sex in DJ booth, essentially.
No, I've made out, but I'm always
making
out
having sex.
And there was people having sex.
Okay. I don't
like
think I've had sex in DJ
weekend.
Booth. How about in your childhood room? Would you reenact those teenage fantasies?
I have had sex in my childhood.
My too. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a hospital? No.
No.
I'm too weirded out. Like, ever since I've seen that movie Contagion, everybody... I am freaked out by germs.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm never in a hospital. Usually you're at a hospital because someone's sick. Mm-hmm.
Have you had sex with a bartender?
You know what? I don't think I have.
I have.
I have. Sorry, in college, one of my boyfriends was a bartender.
Really? Two bartenders.
Yeah, I did in college. Mm-hmm. But does that count? Yeah, totally counts in college. He was a bartender. I was a waitress. I was a cocktail waitress. He was a bartender.
But you worked together. That's coworker. It can't be coworker.
Like, did I ever go into a bar, order a drink, and pick up the bartender and take him home?
Yeah. Or,
no.
No?
No. But that seems like a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. But bartenders just seem like they sleep with everybody, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So that wouldn't feel very ooh, got the bartender. It's like, mm-hmm. How hard was that? Like, he slept with 10 girls this week.
But no, bartender.
I would feel kind of sleazy.
Well, I don't worry about chicks because usually bartender chicks, they're super bitchy and it's hard to get them to like you.
Because so many guys are hitting on them all day long.
So
they're like swatting at you.
Yeah, so you do get a trophy if you sleep with a
female bartender.
April Fool's Day sex?
And what, you
pulled a prank and then ended up having sex with somebody?
Nope, no. Never done that.
VIP room, of course you've had sex in the VIP room. You?
Yeah, I've had sex in a VIP area.
I've been in so many VIP rooms, but I've yet to ever have sex in a
really?
VIP room. Because it's just not on my mind.
How about a celebrity lookalike? Who's on your celebrity to-do list? Have you ever dated anyone who looks like a celebrity?
Yes, but not had sex with them.
Okay. Sex toys. Toys make every day better as a kid. Find out why you'll love them as an adult.
Oh, God. Here you are promoting all the time.
I love sex toys.
Uh-oh, this is what you got to do. Have sex with an intern. You might have to have sex
with
an intern.
They're all girls, pretty much, except for one of them, and he has a girl, and he has a boyfriend. Although Lauren makes out with her friends, so I don't know.
Yeah, you got to check it off the list, dude.
Sex with an intern. No, I've had sex with someone who works for me, but not an intern.
Sex with a surfer?
Yep.
Have not.
A lot.
New Year's Eve sex. Now, that is always tricky because for a girl, New Year's Eve, like, for some reason, is, like, almost bigger than Christmas.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
there's
not
so
a big...
much expectation
right.
for a girl on New Year's Eve for it to be a perfect, awesome night. And so much pressure on a guy to make that happen.
I know.
And usually, you know, it's hard because she can't get too drunk. And then, you know, she's walking around barefoot in the city and crying in her
right,
dress
her shoes
because
hurt,
that happens
whatever.
80% of the time.
Yeah.
And then so you got to find this equal level. And I mean, I've definitely had sex on New Year's Eve, but it wasn't fun. It wasn't like an amazing thing.
I've got flashlight sex. When the power goes out, get it on in your own spotlight.
How about in the mud? Hell no.
In the mud, no. In the snow.
Not even for me, but I would just be afraid to get mud in her vagina.
Right. Mud in the vagina is not good, so don't do that.
On a rocking chair.
Sounds familiar, but maybe not. I wish I documented everyone I've slept with.
You should have.
I know, because then I could be like, I could have it sorted by where we were, who it was, and then you could ask me these questions. It could be an Excel spreadsheet. I'd be like, yes, bartender, you know, whatever.
Oh, Ferris wheel.
Oh, no, but I made out on a Ferris wheel.
Everybody makes out on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, that's whatever.
In a tent.
Yes, I've had sex in a tent.
I haven't had sex in a tent.
Have you ever gone camping?
Yeah, I used to go camping all the time when I was a kid. Now that's why I want to stay at the W Hotel all the time, because I'm burnt out on it.
Oh, no, I've had sex in tents. I love having sex outdoors.
I just want to keep on reading this book. Can we go a little bit longer or you got to go?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but keep going.
I love this. At a car wash? Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, when we're going through?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty quick, but why not, dude? That's good. I like that one.
You got like 5 seconds, though.
I have friends that own car washes. Maybe they can slow down the...
Slow it down so your car gets really clean?
Yeah. President's Day sex? Who cares? All right, it's a dryer. Sorry, I really like this book.
Honey, you can have it.
Hotel room balcony.
Yes, I've done that.
Really?
On the balcony, like leaning over and he was from behind.
Why would you do that? Wouldn't you be afraid of people?
We're on the top floor. I've done it several times.
Twice, several times. Wow. Skype sex. No.
No, I've never done that.
Somebody will hack my Wi-Fi. I will not do it.
I will not do Skype sex.
In a basement. Yes.
Yes.
In a basement. Dude, I've had sex. Oh, my God. I don't even want to tell you where the basement was. I'll tell you off the air. Because
off air.
Married sex? No. Hasn't happened for either of us.
Doesn't happen to married people either.
True love sex. Yes, I have actually had that. Emily, unfortunately, probably not.
No comment.
Beanbag chair.
I'm sure I have. Yeah. I mean, I feel like all this is like, but what? This is a good book. I know.
You should put a red mark next to the book.
I know.
And then you should eBay it so somebody could figure out which ones you've done. In a closet? Yes.
Yes.
I don't want to read that one.
What? Read it now.
Childhood crush.
Yes.
Yes.
A guy who I was always in love with, we finally boned.
Yes. And that's good. It feels good when
you do
that.
You're like, I mean, freaking got you.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you don't ever have to have sex with them ever again.
But you're like, I fantasized about you for years.
Drunk sex. Never done it, but I want to try it.
Menace. That's all Menace has had is drunk sex.
Whipped cream? No.
Yes.
Cares? It's dirty. It's nasty. I'm afraid of getting
Don't put it in the
dirty.
Vagina. Don't put it in the vagina. Never put anything sugary in the vagina.
Morning, some of my favorite. In a limo. Yes.
Yes.
frat house. Not me. You?
Yeah, for sure in a frat house. I was a sorority girl.
Not in
I had sex in a frat house and like he had like roommates in his room. It was like not one of my finer moments.
Google sex. Oh, this is interesting. Google sex and phrases and see what pops up and then do it. I kind of like that.
That's like my book, 200 Paid Things You Could Try Tonight. You've got to flip open to one page and try it. Okay, we got to wrap up, Honey Bunny.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus,
I'm having too much fun.
Let's do more tomorrow, but we got to go.
Okay, let me just do one more and it better be good.
Okay.
Roadside. On the side of the – because you're – See, I'm all about the receiving fellatio while driving, and you're like, no, you got to pull over. It's
well,
not
it's
safe.
Just not that safe. But I've done it, but it's not that roadhead, not that safe.
Weak. Anyways, I like this book. It's naughty, the naughty bucket list.
I know. I think you should take it and do some things with
should
it.
Should I?
Yeah. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. I hope you all have fun with your naughty bucket list. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We're going to talk about our sponsor, Emily and Tony, which is actually my candles that I make. I have a brand called Emily and Tony. You go to emilyandtony.com. And if you've never heard of a massage candle or used one, you're going to want one because it is – I made it so you'll have better sex and it'll spice up your sex life.
Because it smells good and it's fun to use.
Have you had fun using it?
Me – personally,
he doesn't massage. It's okay.
I mean, I don't massage.
You like the down under comfort.
I love the down under comfort. It is awesome.
That's for your balls.
But I use the candle all the time.
Yeah.
But you just know, not for as the house,
right?
Just not as massage candles. But my coworkers, which remember, I don't know if you remember this, gave me a bunch to give my coworkers, and they absolutely love it.
I love it. Okay, that's good. So basically, it's a massage. It's a candle. Look, it's a beautiful candle made in France. It's made of amazing ingredients. If you care about that stuff, aromatherapy, gets you in the mood. But what happens is you light it, you blow it out, and it turns into warm, sexy, sensual, luxurious massage oil.
That's fun to play with.
And
my
it's
hands.
Not. Yeah, it's like I put it on at night. People are like, I have no one to massage. I'm like, I. Give
massage
myself
yourself.
A hand massage every night. I blow it out and it's not like, it's not this kind of like, you know, like a lot of massage oils you get like all over your clothes and your bed. You got to change sheets. It's sticky. This stuff is just warm. It sticks to your skin, not anywhere else, and you'll love it. So check out emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Check it. You'll love it. Just saying, you want to spice up your sex life.